Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, the place to be for a sexy mom life that turns you on. Overcome the mom guilt, spice up your sex life, and do the shit that matters to you. Hi, ladies. Welcome to another episode. I'm Lucy Lampe, your host, and today is all about reframing the drudgery of work. Look, if you find yourself dreading doing the work, whatever that looks like for you, whether it's doing the work in yourself personally, the deep work, doing work in your business, doing work around the house, here are three ways to reframe the way you look and at work and the way you experience work. The first thing, now this is all inspired while I was in the shower, by the way. Like, there's some great ideas come in the shower. And I had this feeling of, I don't want to work today. I don't want to do more work. I feel like I've been working so hard. I did my workout. I did a bunch of messaging. I reached out to a bunch of people. I've connected a lot of people. I have like this long list of things yet to do today. And I just had this thought to myself, like, I don't want to work. I just want to have fun. I just want to have fun. And then the coach me said to myself, I have these weird conversations in my head all the time. It's like trippy. Okay. So I was coaching myself through this and I said, you know what? What is it about your work that doesn't feel like it's fun? Like, why is your work not feeling fun today? What's going on, girlfriend? Like, what's up? And I realized, you know what I've been telling myself all day is I have to do this. I need to do that. I've got to get this done. And it just is really throws me off because, you guys, here's the thing about self-talk. Your self-talk will dictate the way that you feel throughout your day. And if we're not careful about how we're talking to ourselves, before we know it, we find ourselves in a funk. We find ourselves feeling like just dreading the next thing, unhappy with where we're at, not present in the moment, worrying about things, anxious, feeling depressed about things in the past. Like, it's just all kinds of nonsense and craziness. So the very first thing that you can do to reframe the way you look at work is to make a simple shift in the way that you talk to yourself. All right. So that looks like this. Instead of saying, I need to, or I have to, or I've gotta, change that language just a little bit to this. I get to. I choose to. I feel great that I'm going to. Just those shifts. But the big ones, just to make them really simple, just make the shift from I need to and I have to I get to or I choose to. Because if I'm washing my dishes, instead of telling myself I have to wash the dishes, instead I tell myself, you know what? I get to wash my dishes. Look at all these dishes that I have. Look at these amazing coffee mugs that I love my coffee mugs. I get to wash these. I get to have these. I get to take care of these. I get to, you know, enjoy these. And if it's something that really, really sucks the life out of you, like if you just absolutely hate laundry, I mean, I don't think I've met anyone who like legitimately hates laundry. But if it causes you anxiety and you're like, it creates real problems in your life, then outsource that shit. Like, get somebody else to do it. Hire somebody, train somebody, get your kids to do it. Tell your husband, you know what? I'm going to be such a happier wife if you do the laundry. Whatever it takes for you to get that off your plate, if it is really creating havoc in your life. Otherwise, just make a simple shift. You know what? I get to have underwear. That means I get to wash it. Yay. I get to have this. I get to do this. Now, the second big shift is to look at your situation, your work context from a bird's eye view. So instead of saying, you know what, I have to see where that self-talk comes in? I have to connect all these people with each other. Okay, well, what does that say about how I see my work? How am I looking at my work? How am I looking at my role as a mother? You know, if I see it as, here is who I am being, and therefore, here is what I am doing, and here's what I have. So this whole concept of be, then do, then have, instead of do, and then have, and then be, I'll give you an example. I am a writer. What do writers do? They write. What do writers have? They have written pieces or published articles or books or whatever it is version of a writer looks like for me or for you. If I am an artist, what do artists do? They create. They create music, paintings, film scripts, you know, whatever that looks like. And then what do they have? Oh, then I have a CD. Then I have a song. Then I have a poem. Then I have a piece of art. But you see, it always begins from that being, always. And if you find yourself in this loop from hell, this feedback loop from hell of, I just need to do this, and then I'm going to have enough. I'm going to have significance, and then I will be enough, and then I will be happy. It just doesn't work like that. But what if you begin with the being? I am a great mom. Therefore, I do what great moms do, and I have what great moms have. You see the big difference there? You see the distinction? That alone shifted my entire experience of life a few years ago. It was huge. And all of these things, by the way, are practices. They're not one-time things that you just like, okay, self, we're gonna look at life this way, because your brain is so used to doing things a certain way. There are literal grooves. Excuse me. I'm getting so excited talking about this. There are literal grooves in your brain that, you know, those behaviors and thought patterns have been repeated so many times. That's where that saying, you know, stuck in a rut, you know, yeah, that's what that means. Because to undo years and years and years of a habit or a way of thinking, it takes a lot of practice. So just keep that in mind as you apply this. And the third big thing, the third main thing, this is the real big bird's eye view here. And that is your overall vision. If you do not have something worth living for, really, to put it bluntly, if you don't have a vision for your life, if there's nothing that really like compels you to get out of bed in the morning and makes you excited to be alive, it's going to be really hard to show up to your work with any level of excitement and avoiding all the drudgery. Because when you have a compelling vision, what's going to happen is the work doesn't really feel like work. Yes, there's a lot of effort. There's a lot of that natural hustle where you just, because again, of who you are being, because you are committed, because you are energized, because you are a visionary, you do these things, that visionary, compelling, creative, focused people do. And so when it comes from that place, it feels very, very different than when you're hustling for your worthiness or you're hustling to prove yourself to yourself or to other people. So having that big, compelling vision, that why, like, why the hell are you doing what you're doing? Why are you in the work that you're in? Why are you excited to be alive? What is it that you are looking forward to? What are you living for? And that is what's really going to shift the bigger picture of how you view your work and your role as a mother, the work that you do at home and the work that you do in yourself. Because I'm going to tell you right now, at this point, the work that I do in myself, that's got to be the biggest, the most challenging shift for me to make mentally. Because there are lots of tools that I'm applying, implementing, new ones that are definitely out of my comfort zone. And they take longer than I would like for them to take. And I'm used to my meditations. I'm used to doing my visualizations, my affirmations, my reading, my studying, my content creation. But adding these other tools, it's like, I resent doing them. So I am actively working on this myself. And that is the area that is the most challenging for me is like, because it's not measurable, but I can feel it. And when I don't do it and I miss my commitment to myself, it feels like shit. So that is really what's keeping me going right now to do that work. But anyway, I would love to hear what it is that you are hearing from this, in this get to versus have to, and also in how you see yourself, your role, your identity in the context of your work, and what that big compelling vision is for you that ultimately keeps pulling you in. That's it for today, ladies. Feel free to email me anytime at info@sexymamamovement.com or visit the mother site, sexymamamovement.com, for more resources, your free copy of your 1 week planner, and all that good stuff. Just stay up to date, stay in the loop. All right, ladies, that's it for today. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Mama Podcast. Get more resources for your sexy mom life at sexymamamovement.com.